Shalom, and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know, each week I try to bring you the mixture, and the second hour is strictly chazanis for all of you who love cantorial music. Yeah, we're a very dedicated group, aren't we? This is show number 162 already, July 30th. Can you imagine 7 weeks from now is Slichas? Already. And then Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. For those of you who may be new, and also those old-timers, you should know that there is a selection, or a shtick, if you will, that I've had over the past. It's called the GCL, Guest Chazonist Lover. And it works like this. I don't care where you are, any place in the world, I will call you and record a little conversation with you, a little schmooze, and play two or three of your favorite cantorial selections. So I make that offer to you, and of course, now with the upcoming holidays, I know you have some very, very strong feelings and loves of various cantorial selections for the holidays. I mean, if not for the holidays, when? So you contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. I will set up a time to, I don't care where you are in the world, I'll call you and I'll record a conversation with you and play your three favorite selections. How's that? How's that for an offer? Okay. Again, it's at cbjmusic@aol.com. Okay, our first selection will be Cantor Bensian Miller with Ani Ma'amin.
Ani Ma'amin Be'emuno Bevias HaMoshiach Ani Ma'amin Ani Ma'amin Be'emuno Shleimo Bevias HaMoshiach Ani Ma'amin Ve'yav al pi She'yisma me'ya'im Kol ze Achak Eloi Achak Eloi Bechol yom Bechol yom She'yovo Al pi sheyisma meyayim kol ze achak eloi achak eloi bechol yom sheyovoy Amen. Ani.
בכל יום שיבוא
Beautiful. Betsy and Miller with Ani Ma Amin. I guess it was 20 years ago or so, 25 years ago, I did a sort of a survey, if you will, of selections, various selections. And believe it or not, Ani Ma Amin was probably one of the most often recorded selections, not just of Chazonis, but of the Hasidic or the new Jewish sound, if you will. Not what's coming out today. No. None of them. I shouldn't say that. I've lost track of the noise. But 20, 25, 30 years ago, Ani Ma Amin was one of the most often recorded selections, both of Chazonis and non-Chazonis. Okay. We are hearing from some of the greats of today, Betsy and Miller, and now let's hear Moshe Stern with Av HaRachamim. Moshe Stern.
Oh!
Moshe Stern. That was the Brody Machtenberg of Harachamim. Well, here's the way it works. If I don't have the selection on a CD or even a tape, but if it's on a record or some other source, I record that onto a CD so that I can have no problems playing it when I do the program. So I had some suggestions from Lipsono, on the forum. Yeah, by the way, the forum is up, and I was hoping that it would take off. It's a slow takeoff, but for those of you who have been involved in the old forum at Cantor's World, I invite you to log on to the forum here, and I'm sure there's a lot of interesting comments forthcoming. So if you have any problems logging on to it, it is not very difficult, and I hope that you will, I invite you to join the forum. Anyway, I did get a couple of suggestions for selections to play during the 9 days, and Lipson suggested Tzadik Rabbi Elozer by Rosenblatt and this guy Napolsky, Soch Yulad Batelef. Last week, I said that I was playing the guy Napolsky, but it was, as David Olivestone pointed out, I guess my head wasn't there. I heard an old recording. And I said, okay, that's it. So I did have a technical problem. You know what a technical problem is. You hit the wrong switch. Oh, in any event, David told me that he was in, I think it was Krakow, where he heard Yankee Lemmer and Shimmy Miller, two of the three members of my infamous cantorial trio. The third one, of course, is Zevi Muller. And I'm giving you all a heads up. I have not given up on the trio. When the time is ripe, and they're just getting better and better, it's Yankee Lemmer, Zevi Muller, and Shimmy Miller. Okay, with that aside, let's try to correct my error from last week. And let's hear Moses Ganapolsky. I'm going to play two selections. One is Soch Yulad Batelef, and after that, Mikdash Melech. As David also pointed out, Ganapolsky was a chazan in the Lower East Side at the early 1900s, and these recordings are a little scratchy. They were not they were not redone, if you will, somewhere around 1919, almost 100 years ago. So for the first selection, let's hope that this is going to work. This is Soch Yulad Batelef.
Yeah.
This is Moses Ganopolsky with Soch Yulad B'Telef. We'll hear one more selection of his, and this is Mikdash Melech.
Oh!
Moses Ganapolsky. Well, this is a question that would be interesting, I think, on the forum. I have 18 different selections of Ganapolsky, and I want to play his Kiddush, but he doesn't say Ad Hashem. Now, these are recordings from 1917, 1918. I don't know if things were different 90 years ago or so, almost 100 years ago. There are some recordings that I have. I even think there was a Kvartin. I'm not sure. One of the greats from the past, the early turn of the 19th, of the 20th century. We're in the 21st century. Of the 20th century. In the old 78s, early recordings, we can go into a whole discussion about the development of recordings from the year 1900 and on. Leave that to some other time. Did something happen where it was acceptable in those early days, and then somewhere around 1918 or 20 or 22, the rabbis came down on the recordings of the Chazonim and said, you must say Ad Hashem. In any event, I don't know. I thought it might be interesting. Well, yes, it should be interesting. And if you haven't joined the forum, I invite you to do that and look forward to having some interesting discussions. Okay, you've been listening to this program for many years. I've been on since 1977. I love choirs. And, it's not exactly Chazanis, but it's a cantorial selection. Very, very outstanding. Ramatayim, men's choir from Yerushalayim. A couple of selections I just feel like playing. This is Pete Huli, the Ramatayim Choir. Okay, that's not. I don't know how I had that selection. Let's see if this comes up correctly. Is this going to be Misha Osanisim? If not, I don't know what I'm going to have to do. Well, that was Chaim Adler, who was singing with the Ramatayim choir. And it's a composition by Avram Mordechai Himmelstein, who was born in 1905, died in 1974. He was born in Warsaw, in Poland. He joined the synagogue choir at the age of six, and by 14, he was conducting four-voice choirs, accompanying cantors such as Sirota and Moshe Koussevitzky. In 1936, he turned down an offer to teach at Poland's State Academy and moved to South Africa. There, he served as choir director for decades, notably at Johannesburg's Great Synagogue. He turned to composition in the latter part of his life. Okay, got it all straight now for Pichuli Shari Tzedek. This is from the Hallel service. The soloist is Boaz Waltz. And it's a composition by Shalom Secunda, who was born in 1894. He died in 1975. He was known as a boy cantor. He came to America in 1907 and immediately began singing in public. In 1914, he entered the Institute of Musical Art, and he had lessons with composer Ernest Bloch. He regularly conducted performances of classical music with well-known musicians and opera singers. Secunda's extensive composing activity included Yiddish theater, Yiddish songs, for example, by Mirbis Deshaim, musical reviews, and Jewish liturgical music. He also served as music director of the Brooklyn Jewish Center, yay, in collaboration with cantor Richard Tucker. Yes, Richard Tucker was at the Brooklyn Jewish Center. This is an arrangement by Goldstein. So, it's a classic with the Ramatayim Men's Choir of Yerushalayim.
Zelem v'yom hasad Hashem Nagila, nagila v'nismecha bo Zelem v'yom hasad Hashem Nagila, nagila v'nismecha bo
That's the Ramatayim Choir with, I'm not familiar with Boaz Waltz, W-U-L-T-Z. A wonderful album. I'm going to have to play more of that. I think I have played some of that in the past. Okay, a few weeks ago, I gave a debut of Avraham Weingarten and his wonderful new CD. And you know that he is a music teacher for Chazonim in Lakewood, very accomplished. And you also know that he did sing and perform at quite a few of Cantor's World events. A wonderful voice teacher. And let's hear. These were all recordings of Yeselas. So we'll begin with Shomer Yisrael, Avraham Weingarten.
Thank you. Ergoy kuda Shemoy shei risam kuda Shoy mergoy kuda Shemoy shei Joj vad goj kubodoj Vjal joj vad goj kubodoj Vjal joj vad goj kubodoj Hamesha
Avram Weingarten, that was Shomer Yisrael, Rosenblatt, and this is, or this will be, Hamavdil, also Rosenblatt. Well, sort of Rosenblatt.
Hamavdil, hamavdil, ben koyedesh lechoyl Chatois einu huyim mechoyl Tzareinu vechaspeinu yar bekachoyl Vechakoy chovim baloylo
Hamavdil, hamavdil, ben koyedesh lechoyl Chatois einu huyim mechoyl Tzareinu vechaspeinu yar bekachoyl Vechakoy chovim baloylo
Pono kitzel toimer Ekrolo keilo lavai govoimer Om marishoi meir oso boiker Vigam loi lo Al-Khatuay, Al-Khatuay, Bian khosi as khabe kholaylo
khol
koyedesh lefoy atoy seinu huyem lefoy sarinu vechateinu yar vekafoy
Avram Weingarten. That's from just a new album. And okay, that was borderline Chazonis, I guess. always interested again in your comments. And yes, you can join the forum and, maybe you didn't want to email me, but you may want to get involved in little debate on something on the forum, and if you're having a problem registering, let me know and I'll try to help you. It's been a little slow taking off, but I'm sure it's going to be something that will be of interest to lovers of Chazonis, to air various views, and very grateful to Simcha, who will be overseeing this to make sure that everything stays kosher. And I want to remind you two things. First of all, 7 weeks from now, Bislechus, and then Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and I'd like to reinvigorate, if you will, GCL, Guest Chazonis Lover. So for those of you who may be new to the program and aren't aware of it, for quite a few years, I've had a feature where I would make a request that you contact me and I would interview you, do a live, I would record it, no matter where you are in the world, just all you need is the phone number and I'll call you, and record two or three of your favorite recordings at the same time and feature them on the program. So that's my invitation to you, certainly with the high holidays coming up. I know you have many favorites and would want to share them with the listenership. Okay, so get in touch with me at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. So that's Guest Chazonis Lover and, of course, the forum. I invite you to be a member of the forum and air your views. I know you have very strong views. If you're listening to this program and you've listened to this entire show tonight, you love Chazonis and you have very strong views. So maybe you want to share some of your thoughts, have some opinions, whatever. Want to keep things rolling, if you will. So thank you for joining with me. I guess while I'm on a roll, let me just make one more request. You're at your computer, you've just listened to the end of this program, and you've enjoyed it. Yes, you have. And you have friends who enjoy Chazonis. You've been meaning to tell them about the program. So just take a few minutes, go to your address book, and simply say, hey, if you like Chazonis, log on to www.charliebernhout.com. And hit the archive and enjoy the music with the rest of us. Thank you so much, and till next week, it's Charlie Bernhout thanking you for all your good wishes and your comments and so forth. Shalom. Shalom.